Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we turn our attention to Helene and nearly 200 people confirmed dead. Much more damage being found basically every single day on this. Jim Krasula joins us now as he's down there taking stock of exactly how people are trying to clean up. You know, Jim, we're still days later hearing about people needing to be airlifted in and out of their own neighborhoods just to get supplies or get out of there. And it's really hard for a lot of us here who are not in that southeast area to even imagine how days later it could be like that.
Yeah, it's been nearly a week. Good morning, Brian and Susan. Yes, they're actually still in a rescue mode, search and rescue mode. Authorities have come in from all over the country. Experts, search and rescue crews, search and rescue teams, cadaver dogs, a lot of people working to try to get to these people who are still missing, unaccounted for. At this point, it looks like there's still 500 to 600 people unaccounted for here in North Carolina, and well over 100 still unaccounted for across the border in East Tennessee. Tremendous problems across the southern Appalachians from the record rainfall from Hurricane Helene. And of course, again, I think the biggest problem, the biggest obstacle that these search and rescue teams are having to face at this point is inaccessibility, because so many roads, hundreds of roads and bridges have been washed away across the southern Appalachian Mountains.
So many people are cut off, and I've been hearing there's still over 1 million people without power, and it could be weeks. I mean, it's a real struggle, and the clock is ticking.
Yeah, very much so. You know, Susan, when the storm came ashore, Helene came ashore in the what they call the Big Bend area of Florida, the upper Gulf Coast below Tallahassee, there's tremendous damage down there, specifically from the storm surge. And that's really not gotten much coverage because, again, of this immense disaster that has unfolded across the southern Appalachian Mountains. We're talking, again, about the upstate of South Carolina, Greenville, Spartanburg, Clemson area, and then into western North Carolina, southwestern Virginia, and over into East Tennessee.
What comes next? I mean, there's so much aid being poured out into the area, whether it's a monetary aid, or we've been talking to a lot of volunteers heading down to especially the Asheville area.
Yes.
What are they going to see when they get there, and where's the greatest need where a lot of this money is going to be spent initially?
They're going to see immense destruction, piles and piles of debris, smelly debris at this point. But again, they're trying to get help to these people as fast as they can. But it's a daunting task, obviously, getting bottled water in, food supplies, medical supplies, even clothing at this point, toiletries people are in need of. And again, they continue to search for these many, many people, the hundreds who are still missing at this point. Again, a week after this storm hit, the worst of it was a week ago tomorrow, Friday, across the southern Appalachian Mountains.
You know, so many people are trying to help and even driving themselves down there with truckloads full of supplies. But,
sure,
you know, how far can they get? Or is there a central clearinghouse, you know, where they could go just to help get this stuff delivered to people in need?
Yeah, there's several locations, Susan, around western North Carolina, again, East Tennessee, where people are dropping the soft drop-off points. I was reading last night, two of the biggest concerns at this point are the interstates, Interstate 26 and Interstate 40, both very, very busy, especially 40. 40 runs all the way across the country from the Atlantic coast to Southern California. But again, in Northeast Tennessee, below Johnson City, south of Johnson City, I was reading where a double span a bridge has been washed away, was washed away over a river near Irwin Tennessee. And of course, that's not a quick fix, obviously. So, and then in western North Carolina, there are at least 4 to 5 areas of Interstate 40 that have been washed away near the Tennessee border, say the first 15 miles into North Carolina. And I remember this story, Susan, and I didn't realize it's been this long, but it was back in 2009. There was a huge rock slide in that same area, and it took them 6 months just to stabilize the mountain enough to where they could reopen Interstate 40. Now, in this scenario, with the road being washed away, the ground is gone. The mountainside where the road was built on, the ground it was built on, was washed away. So they're going to have to try to figure out, and again, you're probably talking, I would assume, many years to figure out how to stabilize that ground first off, possibly try filling it back in, and then building the road again.
Well, Jim, thank you once again for the update. Jim Krasula joining us from North Carolina.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.